First, I want to warn you, give you a head start. In this video, I'm going to make you impotent. I'm going to make it so that you will never have an erection again. I'll destroy your sex life, and then the only antidote will be me. You'll be hopelessly addicted and unable to come for anyone else. If you're sure you want that, if you want me to mind fuck you out of ever being fucked ever again, then continue this file. If you're having second thoughts, well then, I'd stop the tape, get a refund. I don't care. I don't need your money. Now, do we have all of our willing participants? Good. I want you to relax. Breathe deep. That's right. It's just you and me together. Let every muscle in your body relax. Close your eyes. Inhale, exhale. Now open your eyes, and I want to take you real quick into a very comfortable state. I want you to breathe in deep for me. Inhale, exhale, as you focus on my medallion. Focus on the sound of my voice. Let your neck and shoulder muscles relax, and that relaxation travels all the way down both of your arms to your fingers, until your upper body is completely relaxed. Inhale and exhale. Everything around you is gone. It is all white space, except for the sound of my voice and my pendant swinging before you, lulling you in, beckoning you. Breathe in, breathe out. Now, let your legs relax and become soft. Melt into your chair. Allow your muscles from your thighs, to your knees, to your calves, to your heels, to your toes, turn into feathers. Fluffy, soft, pillowy feathers on top of your comfortable seat. A cloud in a sky of nothingness, floating along, safe, content, happy. Everything is gone. There is nothing but the sound of my voice. Now, when I count down from 10, you will be in a very sleepy place. Your eyes will become heavier with each and every number. At 10, your eyes slightly heavy. 9, you're getting a little sleepier. 8, your whole face is starting to relax. 7, the muscles around your eyes release their grip. 6, your eyelids become full of weight. 5, droopy, droopy, droopy eyelids. 5, 4, 3, closer, closer. 2, relaxed, heavy eyelids. And 1. That's it. You are under my control. Nothing exists but the sound of my voice and the sight of my body. Now, I want you to imagine that you are alone, naked, with a woman. She is also naked. You feel that familiar tingle throughout your body, that little tingle in your cock that says, I may get to come tonight. You get anxious because you've always been nervous around beautiful women. What if you don't perform? The suspense is killing you, but you press forward anyway, because there's that chance that you could get fucked tonight. She comes closer to you. She's naked, completely nude, ready to reach out and touch your cock. She reaches out for your cock. She's ready. She wants to put it in her mouth and suck it. She reaches out, reaches out, reaches out, and you begin to go flaccid. Suddenly, those fears overcome you. Your whole body turns to jello, and the closer, closer she gets to your cock, the softer it becomes. And then the anxiety, knowing that she can see you fail. She knows that you're not performing right now. What if she guesses what's wrong? What if she thinks you have some sort of disorder? What if she thinks you don't like her? What if she doesn't want to fuck you now? All of these fears make your impotence stronger, your cock weaker, and limper and softer, and you become a floppy, wet mess in your hands. You can't even jerk yourself back erect. You try, but the anxiety is killing you. You're so embarrassed, you're humiliated, and you should be. What kind of a man can't get hard for a hot woman who wants to fuck him? You. I want you to keep in your comfortable, safe place. It's okay. You're here with me. You're under my control. That's right. Let your heart slow down, slow down, slow down. All hope is not lost. Breathe deep. Inhale and exhale. That's right. Inhale, exhale. Focus on my body and my voice. That's right. I am in control of your erections. Now, I want you to relax and think about that cock again. Think about how good it feels when a woman is near you, sending those tingly feelings through your balls, up your shaft, through your whole body. That inner animal that just wants to come, needs to come. Think about the excitement. Think about the nervousness that adds to the excitement and how overwhelmed you are, naked, alone in a room with another naked hot woman begging to fuck you. Right in front of you, it's all you've ever wanted. She reaches for your cock. She wants it. She wants to fuck you so bad. She can't hold it back anymore. She reaches. She wants your big, hard, stiff, oh cock. But it becomes jello in her hands. Not again. Not again. She reaches for your cock, tries to jerk it back alive, but nothing, to no avail. The more she tries, the more embarrassed and pathetic you feel. And you should. You should. What kind of a man can't get it up for a beautiful woman? What a failure. You're floppy, soft. You're sand in your hands. You try to jerk it back. Even now, you're trying to get back erect, but you can't. It just flops around in your hand, and you can't even get it hard enough, let alone fuck someone with it. It's almost as if that tingle in your cock means that you're going to fail. Each time you get this tingle in your cock, you get excited. You get ready to go. You get pumped to perform. You've gathered all of your nerve and you're ready to let it go. You're ready to give in and have all the pleasure that a man deserves. But then, right at the last minute, at the moment of truth, you go limp like a noodle, like a piece of wet spaghetti. You're useless. You are impotent. You are impotent. I want you to say it out loud for me before we go further. Be comfortable with the word. I am impotent. Say it with me. I am impotent. Think about it. You'll have to carry that with you anytime you try to hook up. Knowing. Say it with me. I am impotent. Every time you see a woman, something happens in your brain. That tingling feeling in your cock is a trigger that reminds you of my voice and the cloud that you're on right now with me, the journey I'm taking you on. And you remember that whenever you see a beautiful woman, whenever she reaches for your cock, you're going to go impotent and limp. You cannot perform. It's just a fact. And the more you worry about it, which you will, the more impotent you will become. That's right. The more impotent you are, the more impotent you will be because you're just solidifying in your brain, in your soul, that you are impotent. Think about it. No more pussy for you. No more beautiful tits. No more tight snatch. No more wet mouth. No more fingers. No more tongue. No more ass. Look at me. You will never fuck again. You will never have sex again. No more pussy for you. Not even pity fucks, because even if the girl isn't attractive, the very tingling in your cock triggers the impotence because you know you're going to fail. You know you're going to think about me. You know that just because you're getting turned on to me right now means it's working. It means I own your cock now. I own it. You will never get pussy again. Ever. Think about it. Breathe deep with me again. Breathe in again. That's right. It's just you and me together. I know about your little problem. I'm the only one who knows why. Think about it. You're with a woman you actually have a chance with. She's naked. You're naked. She's sweating. She's wet. She's horny. She wants to spread her legs and fuck you. She's all yours for the taking. But then you reach out for her. You want to touch her. You want to fuck her. You want to finger her. But the closer she gets to your cock, all of a sudden, what once was a raging hard-on turns into a limp, floppy, jello cup of cock. All of a sudden, she gets worried. She wonders, is it her? Did she do anything? And all of a sudden, now you've insulted her. What? She doesn't turn you on. What's your problem? Are you gay or something? No, no, no. I'm sorry. Just, I can't explain it. It's just, whenever I'm with a beautiful woman, I go completely limp. Say it again for me. Whenever I'm with a beautiful woman, I go completely limp. Say it again for me. Whenever I'm with a beautiful woman, I go completely limp. One more time for me. Whenever I'm with a beautiful woman, I go completely limp. That's right. That tingle in your cock, think about it. You can let it start. Think about the closest chance you have to real life sex. Think about that girl. Think about her. Think about how close you've come to touching her, to kissing her, to being alone with her. That's right. Does your cock start to twitch a little? Does it get excited? You think about hiding your dick inside her tight, wet pussy. Just please, just to come, just to have real sex, just to fuck. Please. Are you getting tingly? Now you're turning into mush, mush, mush. Your hot rod has turned into a mushy sponge. You are completely limp and impotent. You try to put it between her legs, but you can't. You're floppy. You're soft. It won't go in. It simply won't because it's not hard enough. You'd love to fuck her, but not with your dick. You can't. It's soft because she's, beautiful. She's there, and she's waiting, ready to fuck you and suck you. And you can't. You can't get erect. You're permanently impotent. You'll never fuck again. Just accept it. You'll never feel lips around your cock. You'll never feel tight pussy walls around your dick. The best you can do is give someone head all day, finger fuck them to orgasm, and never hope to ever come yourself. Because now, you're impotent. You might as well not even have a cock, because you can't use it on women. Because every time you're with a beautiful woman, your cock gets soft and floppy. You go completely limp. And then, no one understands that whenever you get slightly erect and you get a tingle in your cock, you think about me and I destroy your sex life in one fell swoop. I turn you on and piss you off all at the same time, because if it weren't for my seductive hypnotic powers, you'd be having a semi-regular sex life. Or at the very least, you could hire a prostitute. But now, even if you pay a girl to fuck you, you physically can't, because whenever you're with a beautiful woman, you go completely limp. No more pussy for you. Now, breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in, now breathe out. Inhale, now exhale. Inhale, Exhale. It's okay. I know about your problem. I know about your secret. I know why you can't have sex with women. I'm the only one who understands you. I'm the only one you can get close to. Maybe I'll be the only one who can give you an orgasm, but for now, you're impotent. You're impotent. Now, when I snap my fingers, you'll wake up. 1, 2, 3.